Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Good evening. That's right. Wake up, everybody out there. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shannon. I know we had a victorious day today. And if you did not have a victorious day today, you will have one tomorrow. You know, we're about happy, bright, and light over here. We have a good show coming on. You know, we're humanitarians, and we have big hearts and lots of love. And when you have big hearts and lots of love, you touch all people and all things. I'd like to appreciate you for being here with us this evening. And like to extend my appreciation out there to those frontline people that are out there doing everything that they have to do to take care of us. We're getting there. We're getting everything flat. It's coming down. But we still have to, you know, sort of like do our parts. I want to share something with you. You know, you run into a lot of people, you talk to a lot of people. And even before this event happened, you have a lot of people that have lived in darkness so long for whatever their issues are that, I mean, they're down there. And then with this event happening, that's stacking on top of the issue that's already there. So normally, you know, I like to be happy, bright, and light, but I tell the truth and I will say, you know what, you've been in that toilet so long that poop is smelling good to you, okay? And there's two things that you can do with poop. You can spray Lysol on it or flush it down the commode. Well, we know we can't find no Lysol out here. So I have to get a more caring attitude. So I pull back and I think about it because you're stacking issue on issue. But I ask them a question, and I'll ask you a question out there too if any one of you are in those dark caves at this time. If there was a speck of poop in a glass of milk, and I say a glass of milk because you can see it, or it could be an orange juice, apple juice, or whatever, but if it was one speck of poop in that milk, would you drink it? No, you would not drink it. So try to find a way to keep it positive and make it happen. It's hard, so that you don't allow those specks of poop to remain in your life, so you can eventually hold up your head and look at the bright stars that's going to carry you through your destination. So I just had to share that with you because I've been experiencing it, and I've noticed that through this event, I have had to stretch myself sometimes and be careful with what I say. You know, we have a life here, and what we do is do positive quotes. So I'm going to give you your quote today, but this is something we're going to do after this event's over with. But I'll share it with you. You know, it says, we all long for things of beauty, beauty of nature, of appearance, of life, a beautiful family, and so on. But these things cannot be gained if we are withdrawn and isolated. We're isolated right now, but we're coming out of this. And we're just ending up looking at ourselves. We have to look at ourselves because we need to reflect and think about how we're going to do this a little bit differently. We must create better relationships with other people and interact with our community and society with an open heart. We must be kind to nature. It is the only through a process that gives us the opportunity to grow and cultivate our own beauty. It can be done. You know, this program is about education, stress and unification, and the importance of collaboration. Tonight, we have Cross Country Connect. We're going to speak with Nevada. We went to Texas 1 week. We went to Atlanta last week. Tonight, we're with Nevada. But before I bring on Nevada, which is my friend from Las Vegas, Nevada, Mrs. Kamisha Warmack, who lived in Los Angeles, but she moved to Nevada. She left me here all by myself. But I like to keep those relationships. I start them and I keep them. Before I do this, I want to play a song for everybody, yourself, myself, all the first line. And this is what we're going to say. And then we're going to listen to Cross Country Connect. That's right. You keep it positive and you make it happen. is Kamisha Warmack on the line with us from Las Vegas, Nevada?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Kamisha.
Hi.
Thank you so much. We miss you here. Thank you. I know it's crazy there, but I appreciate you so much for coming in for my Cross Country Connect so we can find out what's happening in Nevada. Talk to me out there. How is it going?
It is interesting to say the least.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that we are, we're going through what everybody is going through. But it's just interesting because I don't think in the history of Las Vegas has a strip ever been closed.
Okay.
And it is just really, really eerie to drive down Las Vegas Boulevard and to see all the casinos and hotels just closed, and just you almost expect to see tumbleweeds going down the street. It is a very bizarre thing to see.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
And the weather. I know we're all going through it. That's why I make this connection, because we all deal with it differently. Because you guys are not near any water. What is it up there, like Lake Mead? So that's the closest. We had incidents here where one beach is open here in Newport. I know that you heard about that, and people going to the beach because they just had to get some water and stuff. And I'm saying, you know what? We need to pay attention. I know you guys are, your mayor, or they want to open up everything. They want to open back up the casinos and things of that nature. What is the take on that? It's like, huh?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Funny that you mentioned that, because just about an hour ago, I saw the interview with Mayor Goodman and Anderson Cooper, and she's interesting.
Okay,
she,
I like the word.
I understand the thought process, because supposedly, and I just read this statistic today, supposedly, definitely in the country, Nevada's economy has taken the biggest hit. Of the entire country, it might have said the world, because this state is purely tourism and gaming, and none of that is happening right now.
Okay.
So we have the highest unemployment rate. I think for the majority of the country, it's about at 13%, give or take. Well, we're at 25%.
Okay.
And I know people that, file for unemployment at the beginning of this, and here we are a month later, and they still haven't received any checks. So
still waiting on the money.
Still waiting on the money.
Okay.
Because they're basically the website portal is crashed because of so many people trying to access it and get their money. You have to think that the majority of the workers here work in casino or hospitality industry.
Yeah.
So that's gone.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We've got all these people out of work. I'm blessed and fortunate that I'm still working. My boyfriend's still working, so I'm blessed in that respect. But I know plenty of people who aren't and still waiting for money.
Well, that's why we share and care. We want to know what's happening with Nevada, and of course, I want to know what's happening with you. But when this is all over and the butterflies start flying around, it's going to be a new beginnings in a different way. Are you
Absolutely.
Getting that band together? Because I know you're going to have a whole lot to sing about. You know where I'm going to push
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I'll be able to come in there and see my Kamisha up on the stage or somewhere with that beautiful smile and giving us that beautiful voice, because when I think of you, I hear you. And
Aww.
Some of my family is there, and I haven't really touched in bases with them because they're sort of like scattered, like in Henderson and things of that nature. But I know that we're all in this together. This is total connectiveness here. We did want to do a segment so that we could reach cross country. That's why I call it Cross Country Connect. We want to know what's happening with everybody because we're connected in. So we hear the news and we see little snippets of it, but it's nothing like really getting the experience. My question to you is, we're about the young adults there. How are the youth? What would you want to see when this is all over? What kind of information could you give our youth, or give us something, give them some kind of inspiration? What do you tell them? You know, they're really going through it, okay? So to hear it come from Las Vegas, you know, the entertainment capital of the world, what would you say to them? What can we give them just to give them hope?
Well, for the most part, I would say, and this was advice that was given to me when I was a youngster, and wish I had heeded it, but, you know, it might be an old cliche, but really when you have a dream and you have goals, do everything that you can to pursue those dreams and pursue those goals and make them a reality. Because the tendency that we have when we're young, footloose and fancy free, is that we have plenty of time. You have plenty of time to pursue that goal. You have plenty of time to do that dream. And the reality is, you know, time waits for no one, even the youth. And just because you're young doesn't mean that, you know, life is just precious and it's short for everybody. You can't take for granted that just because you might be at a young age now that you have years to make your dreams come true, because I think what this pandemic has demonstrated to all of us that your time can be up no matter your age, your color, your financial status, whether you're man, woman, gay, straight, whatever. When your time is up, your time is up. And there won't be the conversation, well, I'm too young. You know, if it's your time, it's your time. And you don't want to leave this earth having not fulfilled your potential, having not went after your dreams as hard as you could have. And that's something I wish I had heeded. Not that it's too late. It's never too late. As long as you have breath in your body, it's never too late. But don't wait. Don't put off tomorrow what you could do today, because tomorrow's not promised. You don't know if you're going to get that chance.
And I appreciate you sharing that, because, you know, you come from a musical background and you're an awesome entertainer. And, you know, we go in and we do what we have to do to get it done. But I'm always, hey, when is the next gig? I need to come in here. I need to chill out. And then when you left Los Angeles and moved to Nevada, I said, okay, so that means I'm going to have to go in there and see what's happening. But you have to get in. You have to get settled. You have to get yourself situated around. But I appreciate you stating that about those dreams, because, you know, I'm not one to put myself out there in the neighborhood. But, you know, through the graduations, you know, I was fortunate enough to go through mine after returning back. So it's a great feeling. But what I did, I posted out every graduation cap and gown I had from high school all the way to that master's. And I just said, it took me 50 years to get here, but I never stopped. And it's really not about walking across the stage. That's not the completion. That's just having you step into your greatness so that you can start on that journey. And always telling young adults and everyone else to step into that greatness and stay there and take others with you. And you have just came back in and co-signed that. It's like, you don't have the time. Don't put it off. Don't put off today what you can do tomorrow, because tomorrow's not promised to you. So I would like for you to hold on, because I have a friend that I need you to say hello to. But before we say hello to her, I'm just going to play a little bit of this. But hold on, and we're going to talk about this for a minute. If you can, just stay on. Let me give somebody some encouragement here.
And I say, oh my, in a lot of ways you're a lucky guy. And now all you need is a chance to try and in love. And in my heart there's a need to shout, dying, screaming, crying, and let me out. There are all Can anybody tell me just where to find any love? Any love?
Just wanted to play a little of that because we got love coming all around from every corner of the world. This is Cross Country Connect. We have Miss Kamisha Wonhack from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm just going to introduce this person. I'd just like for you guys to say hello. We have Aunt G on the line. Aunt G, are you on the line?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Misha Pisa. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. You know, I wanted you guys to say hello to each other. You know, I missed the last time we really had fun was at my birthday celebration at the Greek Outdoor Theater. And we was having so much fun, you, me, Danielle, Linda, and a few other folks. And the Mercedes concert they put out, and folks was up getting up there forgetting their words. We were laughing, and then everybody just started singing their own selves. You know, hey, yeah, you know, we know the words, all right. You don't, but hey, we were just having a ball, right? And I just never will forget that because we was all wild. They done gave me wild. I was happy, and it just hey, you know,
no,
we,
you were not happy,
birthday, Lord.
You were
past
happy.
Happy.
Remember
yes,
that
we had a very good time.
Yes.
Yes, we did. And my birthday coming up again.
That's all right. We're going to make up for it again. We'll have everybody coming
yes,
in.
Yes.
But you know, it was Kamisha's fault because I said, Kamisha, do not let Aunt G have any champagne. And I don't know what we
oh
did.
God.
We walked away, and when we came back,
a couple of people turned your head, and them people, it's your birthday.
Everybody.
Well, I was the happiest camper in the whole section. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
was. Turned up, turned out.
With that crooked Tiara trying to drive that Mercedes.
They started singing happy birthday to me. It was great.
And she tried to drive the Mercedes. She wanted the Mercedes. She was trying to take the car out of the front. I'll never forget that. But you know what?
The twerking I did on that Mercedes was it'll be a changed Mercedes for life.
Yeah, yep, it would.
I climbed all over it and had a good time.
Yes, you did.
People just turned me into a celebrity. I just started taking pictures and posing. Hey!
Oh, yeah, you had your cameraman out there. But
and I
had
my tiara on like I wear every year because everybody's a queen. But on your day, wear your crowns and your queendom is, you know, royalty is every day. But on your birthday, you got to let it show.
That's it.
Oh, yes.
And they're coming up. But you know what, Kamisha, stay on if you'd like to, because you know AG comes on, and I got to put this disclaimer out here. I'm putting it out, but I forgot to put it out. You know, I am not responsible for AG, and she got a big heart. She got love, and she loves everybody, but she's real. So it's no telling where her spirit is going to take her today. So AG, I'm going to let you tell us what you need to tell us. I know we were into the alphabet, but, you know, give us some information here. Give us some food for thought, kind of like start our week off. You know, you start off the week, so can you take it away?
Oh, yeah, I got enough for the mind to absorb. Let me tell you, I'm going to wrap it down on the alphabet, you know what I'm saying? But let me start with this. Oh, fresh off the flamp, pam, Buddha. Now, they're going to make Samsung, they got Samsung all in the list, you know what I'm saying? They got to get the big name brands for people to go, ooh, aha. And I'm sure Apple's up in the mix of this, too. They got a watch, okay? A watch that you can wear and will vibrate and beep and make all kind of noises if somebody's within 6 feet. Now, you know, there's some benefits to that, but when you got a whole bunch of alarms that's going to start going off, because you know folks don't understand that. You know, if they're not right up on you, they don't think they next in line, even though there ain't nobody between you. You know what I'm saying? It's like their logic goes out the air or something. You know, it's just start to realize what this thing is doing. It's like you're realizing how close really people have really been in your space. And then you start thinking about, last time I had a cold. Yeah, that fool right there. That was some, I remember smelling something, and there was something right up in there. Yeah. Yeah, I got that off somebody's clothes. Somebody didn't wash their tail or something. You know, you start realizing, stay your 6 feet back. You know, so I know I'm probably going to have, like, if they get that out, I'm going to have one on every arm. Hold my, get 6 feet back. I'm having one on each ankle. I'm gonna be vibrating. I hope they got more digging if I'm put on my weight. Oh no, you got me going. Get back now. Get on. Get step it back. Cause you're interfering. There's ting ding. There goes going off. So I thought that was gonna be interesting right there. Then they're gonna have your I'm telling you, your cell phone's already been a tracking device. Okay. But what they're doing with the census information, those who filtered out correctly, they're going to be using your phone number, okay, to let you know that if you have it, you've been tested, and they're going to connect to your phone now. So now, you know, it's like a disclaimer out there now, you know, this is your private, your HIPAA law is out the way when it comes to COVID pandemic things. You know what I'm saying? HIPAA, forget that. You know what I'm saying? Nobody, you know, ain't no privacy about you having COVID. You know what I'm saying? You are going to be officially, you know, blasting over everybody's phone. You come by, you was just by somebody within 6 feet that's had or been tested for COVID. Now, what are you supposed to do with that darn that information? I mean, you know, you're going to be like, time for me to go get tested. That's why I'll be up again, y'all. Come on now. I just had a biz app here. You know, it's already kind of, you can come. Everybody can come and get a test. And, you know, we opening up a this. But you got to make sure you go to the doctor. See, they want the doctor to get the money to hear you say, I want to get a test. He say, okay. So you got the okay. So he got $1 million to say okay to you. Then you got to just roll on up and get you some, you know, plucking of the finger and swabbing of your nose and your insides and stuff like that, giving up all that DNA. Now, you got to pay attention to where your DNA is going to with all this testing going on, you see, because you got to just let them know, look, I want to know, I'm signing this off to you, only you, in the lab, and don't be letting it be showing up nowhere else, because I know what day and time, right? So you write on your calendar somewhere, folks, when you're giving up your DNA, what day and where you was when you did it, so they can make sure you know where you was at the time. So we got domestic violence, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's really hitting the records here. One of my neighbors, you know, had an episode today. Popo came out and whatnot. You know, it's like this. Yeah, you know, you're thinking, you know, sometimes you can't, you know, there's nowhere to blame or put anything when you're in a situation that you had no idea. Now, I heard you say, baby girl, that you got a boy, a friend, so, and you're working. So that's good because you can miss them a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But that don't mean that there's some tip and tats up in there sometime, you know? You got to pick your battles. Right. And if you pick your battles with the right person, you see what I'm saying? Because love is not just a word. It's not just a feeling. It's an expression, and it's a load of forgiveness. See, love is forgiveness and understanding. We're not perfect. We're two imperfect individuals trying to make it together. Care about me or care about you more. Care about me more, I'm going to care about you more. Everybody's going to own up on the care because that's the biggest room. You can always have over-excessiveness of care. You know, your dog can catch to let you know that because, Lord Jesus, if you can't wipe your tail or lay down, and your animal's right there going, hey, what's up? You know, because they know something's different because you home all the time. My dog is just on my tail. He's at my feet right now looking at me. You talking about me, Mama? I said, yep, sure am. But, yeah, relationships is on a hiatus right now, and I just want to reach out to all those. Learn to become more creative with your energy. Teach yourself, challenge yourself to do positive challenges every day. Find something, look into your loved one's eyes. You know you're mad, but look at their eyes and go, you know what? I love you too much to be angry. I love you for who you are. I'm here in your space, in your face. You see what I'm saying? Quarantining. I chose you to quarantine with. You know what I'm saying? Because you the one, if everything else falls, I want to have your back because I know you got mine. Don't forget about those times. Don't forget about those feelings. Don't put those feelings on the shelf because every now and then, you know, every day you see in and in and out. That's just what, if you got married, what you going to do? Well, who you think you going to come home to? A stranger? Every day you going to have somebody different in the pendulum in the door? No, hey, dear, Friday, I see Monday's girl again because I done missed you for about 5 days. No, you know. We are all those different girls, all those different men, all in one person. We just got to pull that creative button and push it. Who you want today, Tarzan? You know, who do you want? You know, you want to be that nurse? Oh, doctor, my heart. Yeah, here, let me listen to you. You know what I'm saying? You got to get creative. You know, if you got to put on costumes, put them on. Hell. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You know, Tarzan and Jane, they've been a popular hit for years, and they still good. You might not be old enough or young enough to swing on some vines, but, honey, you can jump from bed to bed, throw some pillows. You can run around and hippity-hop like a monkey. You can pretend you in that jungle, baby. You can bring it home in the house. You know, get creative. You know what I'm saying? Come home from work, and all of a sudden, who are you? I don't know. Who are you? You want me to buy you a drink, baby? Come on over into my bar. Pull out a bar of wine and out of the cabinet and become a bartender for your loved one and just service each other. Do get creative. Do something silly. Do something funny. Do something loving and romantic. See, you know, I never, you know, do something to be like, ooh, rose petals. Even though they fake, halo, we don't want to have to be killing no roses. But, hey. You know, cut them out and put a word on it. This is a red pebble. You don't have to, you know what I'm saying? Now, get you stuff around the house to survive. This is called survival of the fittest. You got to, and look, if you need to walk somewhere, this is a new, this one, new one. Check this out, folks. You out there in relationships, think those up. You got to get a corner. You need to go on a vacation, pack your bag, and go in the kitchen. You in Taiwan. You know what I'm saying? Pack your bags up. You so you know, get you a chair and lay down, make your pillows, make it comfortable. You sleeping in the kitchen because you are in Mexico. You know, then you want to go to Tijuana or something like that, or you want to go to Italy, pack your bags and move to the living room. Make up little tents and things and put little airbag mattresses in there. Pull them out, dust them off. They, now you just have little islands all over the house. Hey, baby, where you at, girl? I'm in Hawaii, baby. Me drinking me a Kahlua. You know, you got to understand. And miss each other a little bit. Go in the back room. You in the front room. Text each other. Hey, baby, when I see you next time, woo-woo-wee. You know, get some creative juices going. You know what I'm saying? Like, I miss you not. I miss you more. I miss you more. Can't see you but not. Don't you be sneaking over here in my island now, boo. Hey. You know what I'm saying? You got to get a little bit happy crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's what I call it. Get the happy crazy juices going. Because, you know, it's hot. Who want to be stuck rolling and sweating and all that? Okay, look. Hey, I see you at midnight. Maybe I will, I won't. Let's see what you're texting me later. What's going on? Drop into my DMs, boo. Even though I'm in the bathroom, boo-boo. Drop into my DMs. Let's see what you're talking about. See if I want to come out my DMs and see you and meet you in the living room, in the jungle. You know, you got to get, you know, down and interesting with it. You know, and even what, if you agree to disagree, you know what? It's okay. It's going to be okay. You know what? You're too mad and too upset to work it out. You know what? Say, look, we're going to write this down. Write it down or text it. We're going to remember this moment where I'm mad and pissed, and then we're just going to breathe, let it out, and we're going to put that on the shelf, and we're going to bring it up and talk about it when we can. We're going to just cool back down. Ooh, unless you're playing a game, honey. Makeup sex is the best game in the world, honey. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can just sit up. You can sit up there and look in the mirror and tell you, you know, and pretend you got a good weave on. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we ain't at the beauty salon. Hell, people shaving their heads now, too. Hey, that's okay. You can see, find out what your cooker mug looking like now. It's going to grow back. Hey, get creative. You know, if you need some color, let me get some crayons, get some markers. You better get to going, baby. And matter of fact, I had a real talk. I talked to a makeup artist today, a good friend of mine. I said, girl, you know you're a hot commodity today. You know people, they come like, pay you $1 million right now. Just use it. Okay, throw some eyeshadow on me. Just 6 feet away, just blow it. I'll catch it. You know what I'm saying? Put a little sprinkle, a little glow in the mud. Just spray it and I'll run into it. You know what I'm saying? Do any little thing, you know, do me a how-to and then put all the things I need in a baggie and throw it in my mailbox. And I'll just, you know, follow it. You know what I'm saying? You got to know. You know, when you have a talent, how grateful it is and how important it is when you can't get to it. You know, I know. You know, there's some people out there that had that straight, you know, that straight hair, that coarse hair, that wavy Indian hair. Didn't know that was happy nappy hair, huh? After a while, that stuff gets tangle wangle. Yeah, you better brush that stuff. You know, everything has a nap. I don't think it's just the culture. Sisters and brothers got naps. Everybody got naps. That kitchen can go wild without no oil. So just, you know, stay awake, stay woke, and know that everything, you know, has its purpose, because it's challenges. Life is full of challenges. You can pick good ones, bad ones, and then different ones because it's a cocktail. And what you want to do every moment, because, you know, highs and lows in life is what we're all about, highs and lows. And then that's when they say, oh, you're testing my love today. You're testing my love today, ain't you? Well, let me tell you how much I love you. I don't want to talk about it. Go turn your TV on and pop you some popcorn or, you know, sit up. I got to run a bath, baby, because I need to wash this off right quick. You know, we have to regroup when we in Italy, when we get down in that back room back there. And then maybe we can talk when we on the island, you know what I'm saying, listening to the ocean. Put the ocean sounds on. You hear that dolphin coming in saying hi, you know, listen to it. So you can get yourself in your relaxed moments where you can actually talk. Real stuff. Because this pandemic, let me tell y'all something. Everybody who's contemplating marriage, you need to update the marriage vows to add pandemic to it, honey, baby. When
add
there's
pandemic.
A pandemic, will you or won't you? I do or don't want, will do or maybe. We need to know what that answer going to be. You see what I'm saying? Because I need to know, you know, if you know, there used to be, if we're standing on the island, baby. what you do if we was on the island? Apparently he's gonna build a boat and get the hell out. You're gonna be the only one. You're gonna be Gilligan and the whole island all together. So you have to figure out if you want somebody gonna be everlasting. You got to start talking about these things, baby. You know what I'm saying? Read that history. That's what it's there for. You see, if people was really realizing that Spanish flu really existed back then, and what had happened, then that would be, ooh, baby, I need to talk. Cause see, little did you know, old good old COVID-19 was gonna be birthed one day. So.
Mm-hmm.
We have to really, you know, just food for thought, you know, and realize, you know, be grateful, be more grateful. You come out of this situation, you're not more grateful or appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened. You did not
right.
take a moment, you know. And I'm not talking about the only time you go in the bathroom, lock the door. No, you have the right. You just say, "Yo, baby, I'm gonna go over here in my island. You go be on your island. Let's read a book or talk to family, friends, whatever. Just do our own stuff. We all individuals." Don't be like everybody going to have to, all their relationships turn into a, you ain't leaving till I tell you to leave. You ain't going till I tell you to go. Are you at work? How do I know you at work? Because I dropped you off and I'm picking you up. No, you don't need to do that. Didn't do it before. You ain't going to start doing it now, boo. Mm-mm. You ain't going to get me into that. No, don't turn into something that you're not. And don't let nothing make you anything that you're not. And don't let it in. This is all about positive challenges, positivity every day. If we put that in our head, you know, turn that negative challenge into a positive one. Oh, you know, I'm feeling your look when you were talking to me like that. That was all I could do was laugh, but I knew if I laughed at then, you would have been mad because you thought I was laughing at me. You said, we laugh with you. But, you know, and get them phones out, videotape that fool. You know, videotape that, the hair all over their head. No way, look how they really looking. You know what I'm saying? You up there think you want to cause an argument? No. There's a place and time for everything because we need to think on who, baby, we got a water. Who going to go get water? You arguing, so how are we going to figure that out? So, no, let's think how we going to survive, be positive, and, you know, and learn to practice positivity. And self-challenges, if you got a crooked toe, I'm going to tell you this, too. You got a crooked toe, baby, stretch that toe out. Give it some workout. Stretch it out. Get that, let that bunion know it ain't no play for that. See, you got to look at everything. Look at your body. Look, that bunion is going, yeah, I'm going to whine. No, I'm going to be, give yourself some time. Stretch that toe back. Stretch to the side. Tell that bunion get inside. Stretch that up. Get it. You can do stuff. You know what I'm saying? You finding stuff, and you got to look in the mirror and really look at yourself. You know, you got that belly whapping up at you and winking and tinking. You don't need to sit up there with the refrigerator, baby, because the refrigerator going to sit on its own four legs. You don't want to have four legs you ending up on. You're messing with the refrigerator, you will. So you want to keep on knowing that you on two legs. And, you know, you walk a little bit, stretch a little bit. You know what? You up there, I'm going for a walk, baby. You know, I see you, you know, I'll go for a walk. Air yourself out. Air yourself out, people. Just know, just breathe in positivity and blow out the negativity. Learn to do that and get into your own safe zone. You got to tap into that imagination. We're all creative. We all have that imagination. Go, like I said, just go get it. Just grab it. You know, I was wondering why my head was wondering why I want to be a rock star. You know what I'm saying? Get you a paper, cut you out a guitar if you don't have one. Hey. I'm Prince today, baby. Come on. Okay, who are you? Beyonce. Beyonce and Prince getting down. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't sing, you want to sing, practice singing. Unlike you, Misha, you got the voice of, you know, your songbird. But, you know, sing.
Thank you.
You know, practice. You learn something positive. No, thank you. God bless you. You know, so, you know, just come on now, people. Just think outside of the box. You might feel like you're in the box. The walls look like they're hell and heckling at you. Don't let it. go outside and realize there's no walls outside.
On that note, ain't G, about those walls and being put in a box and Kamisha coming in. But I kind of like that Tarzan and Jane. I like to do that dress-up stuff, you know, taking it to the jungle and stuff and going on islands because, you know, I like to travel. But if you don't have any place to go but your living room to your bedroom, what you're saying here is that if you keep it positive and think of creative things to do, funny crap to do, funny, then you won't have that negative energy coming in you to create that domestic violence.
No room for it.
And you know what? Tuesday, tomorrow, Stephanie Haynes will be with us. She'll be talking about purpose on that. And, I want you, if you have time to, like, check it out. I don't know which way she's going to go with that. But Kamisha Womack, Las Vegas, Nevada, when this lifts up, I'm going to come and visit you. I'm not much of a gambler. You know, I like to go into Nevada and buy cowgirl boots. You know, that's where I like to get my boots from. Oh, I don't care if the casinos are open or not, because if I don't win on that first $2, then I just go get me some cowgirl boots. So it really, but I will come in and I will visit you. And I want to say to all the listeners out there, Aunt G, Kamisha, thank you. We needed to hear that. And as Aunt G said, be creative. And as Kamisha said to you young adults, don't think you got some time out there because you're young. Don't put off today what you can do tomorrow, and don't even look at it. Look at where all of us are now. You know, we're going through this situation, and I like the idea, Aunt G, about adding the pandemic situation into the wedding vows. And on that note, I'm just going to take out and say goodnight to everybody and let Teddy take it on out. But I want you to stay safe, stay warm, stay strong, stay happy, and more so, stay connected to us here. Mm-hmm. And just let's keep it positive and make it happen. I love you all. I'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you so much.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all